All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Scooby. Take you guys up until 2. Play a little You're Dead to Me. We got to give you our bet of the day as well. A lot of weird sports going on. I kind of want to cross over some sports, maybe some boxing, some UFC. Might get away from baseball for a weekend.
You know who's been making me
some
money?
What? I think you've had the bad luck with the whole baseball betting because of Leroy.
I'm with you, J-Fig. I didn't want to say it while he's here, but ever since he got involved, because I was killing it on baseball up until he
great.
Got it. Once he stuck his beak in it.
It's a WNBA, Tobin.
He gave that little negative juju.
What do you think?
Those girls give me money.
That's the gold mine?
That's always the gold mine.
What do you go with? You go with Angel Reese rebounds? Is the
Angel
overall rebounds?
Reese points and rebounds is always a good mix because you get like 25 and a half, and she's at least good for at least 13, 14 rebounds. You know, she gets me bounds, you know? You heard about
maybe
that.
Maybe like a Angel Reese, Amanda Serrano parlay. If Serrano can actually get the nod from the judges.
Another one is Caitlin Clark, points and assists. That's a good one to do.
To do under?
Nah, she might go over because she gets a lot of assists. She leads the league in assists. But I'm making money off these ladies. I got them on the corners.
You can always count on Angel Reese for them rebounds.
The me bounds. She's not rebounds.
She might. Three of them might be because she missed a shot.
That's why it's called me bounds. It's called me bounds.
Hey man,
people are making money off her.
I'm really worried about.
Oh no, she's the easiest money. Bet of like how many misses she's gonna have in a game. Another one. Oh, here's another one. Here's a little
first
secret.
Miss. First shot.
First shot miss is a great, bet for Angel Reese. Also, take field goals attempted. Their best play is gonna take the most shots. So always go over on the field goals attempted. It's the easiest thing.
Can you be a first miss for Kasper's Jakachonis?
I don't know. It might be a minus 2,000.
Hey, I'm really starting to get worried about my long guy.
What? What's
still
wrong?
Not there, huh?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
He started cutting my grass, and then he said head emergency, had to go, and haven't heard from him since.
Enrique,
you text him,
huh?
Rafael, like
last Wednesday.
Wait, it's been 10 days. It's almost 10 days.
Yeah.
You think he got deported?
I don't know.
He got iced?
I haven't even seen him in the he does a bunch of yards in our development.
He got his number? Like you shoot him a text or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, nothing back.
He
said he would be out here Saturday. This past Saturday.
Sabato. Yeah, it wasn't Sabato. Oh boy.
Well, maybe he wants to watch the Heat today. He doesn't have time on a Friday, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
What about last Friday? What about last
He's ditching you for summer league, Leroy.
He played last Friday too.
No, he had fireworks too.
Crazy.
Wait, he had fireworks?
Huh?
Did he have fireworks?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sports Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Marlins, they get blanked yesterday by the Reds. They move on to a series with the Baltimore Orioles.
They were at least getting hits even when they lost, right? That was a bummer.
Edward Cabrera's on the hill, 7:05. They go 7:05, 4:05 tomorrow, and then 1:05 on Sunday. So this is the lone night game of the series for the Fish this weekend. Heat, they play at 4:30 against the Atlanta Hawks. Keyshawn Johnson, Pelle Larsson, Kalel Ware, all expected to play. Kasper Jakachonis, should mention on him, he did bang his knee in the fourth last game, but he is good to go. So we'll see. He says, didn't feel like myself in the previous games, but I think that's normal. It's a process. I'm happy to be here. Been working out, watching film. I'm just not in a rhythm. I'm trying to get back into a rhythm, trying to get back to being myself and execute as hard as I can. Give 100% on the court. Even if I don't do it on offense, I try to give 100% on defense to try and help the team win. He has been playing intangibles. He has dove all over the place.
I just think that, you know, you come when you first get, like when I first got to the Browns, like you have to understand there's guys that have been going through the same camp for 2 or 3 years. So as far as knowing what to do, they looked very comfortable doing what they were doing because they had been in the same system for a couple of years. I get there, it's all new to me. So part of it is, and they tell you, if you don't know what you're doing, you can't be out there. And so what ends up happening is I'm so worried about doing the right thing that I'm not playing football, right? And as time goes, that starts to kind of go away because then they start giving you stuff to make you comfortable. I don't know if they do that as much in summer league, right? Like, you know, you get into games and they know where your spots are. They know where your hot spots are. They know where you like to get the ball and they might run some plays for you to get you comfortable. Summer league, they don't necessarily do that because they're still learning you too. So, like, the one thing that you can take from it is dude plays hard.
He Colt says, I'd rather scout future generations ahead of the time at Tony Fiorentino's summer camp. Watch summer league. I'd love to watch a summer league game with the coach.
Right.
And he can eradicate all the pseudo experts out there. I love when he calls people pseudo experts who are dummies. Such a great line. Meanwhile, Randy Moss spoke to some reporters today. David Ferraro at the Sun Sentinel was at his new restaurant opening, and he said on his health that he's doing great. It took me 7 months to be able to recover. Apparently, said he's still going through treatments and checkups, and that's going to continue. He's going to travel with a chemo port for at least another couple months. And he says, it's a hell of a ride. That's all I'll say.
Basically, chemo just burns you from the inside out.
Yeah, it's no joke, dude. It is definitely it's no joke. But glad to hear that he's doing well doing a lot better.
He seems like, I mean, just hearing him talk, he sounds much better.
Yep. He also was asked about best receiver of all time, and he says, "Is that a real question?" He says, "Are you being political or are you being real? Because if we're political, we'll say Jerry Rice." If we're talking real football, where I'll knock your ass out, it's me.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And if you ask Terrell Owens that, he'll say it's himself.
Terrell Owens was not. I think Terrell Owens is closer to Jerry Rice than to Randy Moss. When you talk about speed, the ability to catch the ball, and all those things, right, that's Randy Moss. When you talk about a tactician, a well-in-shape guy who can run all day, guy who runs great routes, that's Jerry Rice. Keep in mind, San Francisco was known for the three-step drop. So.
Schmeathen says Julio Jones is better than T.O.
Schmeathen's funny.
We ain't forgetting about,
Fitz. Fitz. Fitzgerald never gets his name mentioned.
Fitzgerald, you know what?
I know you know why? It's because he played in Arizona.
The slot. He did a lot of stuff in the slot.
And he's not
he's a big boy, though.
No, big boy, cool. I'm just saying he's not a showman. He's not. He wasn't really
right.
One of those guys that are.
Wait.
He's
I told you right now, Vlad, I need a game changer in his prime. A guy who dominates no matter what. Who would you take?
Somebody just posted that name right now. If you're asking me, in all reality, in his prime.
Megatron. Yeah. Megatron's a beast.
That's it. If you're talking about total package, Megatron's the guy I'm going with. I'm talking about size, speed, hands, runs the route. I would go with Calvin Johnson.
Right. I would say this. Randy is one of the greatest plug and play and make things happen guy that I've seen, right? From start to finish, like from his very first days, when Randy hit the football field, they would say, I don't know what we're going to run with him, but just throw it up to him. This was his rookie year.
Larry Fitzgerald will be eligible for the Hall of Fame in 2026.
Next year?
Yeah. Finished second all time in yards.
How many catches?
You want me to do all-time catches or just for his career? How many catches did he have?
His career, well, just
his number of catch, his total career catches, 1,432.
And how many did Jerry have?
That's a lot, man. Jerry probably got like 1,800.
1,549.
Man, he could have played two more seasons.
So he had 100 more catches. How many more yards? That's what I'm trying to.
He had a lot more yards.
Okay.
The all-time list, Jerry Rice finished with 22,895. Larry Fitzgerald second, 17,492. Terrell Owens behind him, 15,934. Randy Moss fourth, 15,292.
I would say
I'm giving Fitz more because Fitz never played with great quarterbacks like some of those other guys played with.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kurt Warner.
Yeah. Kurt Warner and a decent Carson Palmer for like 2 years. Other than that, he was a decent Carson Palmer for 2 years. That's it. Other than that, he's playing with bums.
That was post knee injury, right?
Yeah. Post Cincinnati the whole nine. Yeah. He was playing with bums. Bums.
But yeah, you got a nice
bums.
You got a nice collection of guys that there's probably 5 to 10 guys in that same like grouping that you would say, yeah, there's different people would say I'd take either one of them. But for me, seeing it firsthand, I'm taking Randy.
He's good. He's good. He's no Lawrence Taylor.
I ain't never seen
there's no Lawrence.
Nobody that I played against. Dominated game like I saw Randy.
What, that Thanksgiving day? Three catches, three touchdowns?
Dude, when he caught that hitch and I ran the whole defense, we were just on the sideline going.
You know who also had a great game that day and did probably more?
Who?
Some guy wearing number 44.
Oh.
It was good day.
You had a great game that day. If it was, that man only did three catches.
I told him.
And it was three touchdowns. Everything else was Leroy.
I told him after the game, I was like, you only had three damn catches.
Stole your turkey leg.
Stole my turkey leg.
Oh, you wanted that turkey leg too. I know it.
Yeah.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out today. We got to get a bet in. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560. WQAM, take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's a Friday. We got Heat basketball coming up in a few hours. We got Marlins starting a series with the Orioles. We got boxing tonight. We got Amanda Serrano, Katie Taylor from MSG. And next week, Dustin Poirier steps back in. He's going to make his final fight in New Orleans.
Cool.
Which is I can't wait to see that intro. I'm like I think the crowd's good. He hasn't gotten a fight there probably since the regionals. I don't know if he's ever gotten a fight in Louisiana, but like since he's been a star, man, that's gonna be a cool.
He's been trying too.
Oh, he's been trying. He wanted it in Lafayette. He wanted it at the Cajun Dome. They were like, no, dude.
They go, where exactly is that?
He goes, the University of Louisiana. There. He goes, how about the Smoothie King Center? All right, we'll do. Him versus Max Holloway. Impossible for that to be a bad fight. And if he does, he beat Max Holloway three times. Get him on the offer. But man, that's a great fight next week. I can't wait for that one. And then Pacquiao's fighting that same night. Which I've somehow gone from disgusted in to now I can't wait to see him back in action. All it takes is one good mitt session. I'm in. Tricks me. Let's get to our pick of the day, which is brought to us by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida and the place to bet on your teams. Today and every day, Hard Rock Bet has props, parlays, and live play-by-play betting, and the no-regret first bet up to $100. If your first bet doesn't hit, you get your money back to try again. Hard Rock Bet is offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 and physically present in Florida to play. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. I mean, if they would have seen our history for this week, probably. All All right, so I want some action on the fight tonight, Leroy. I want some action on the fight tonight. We got Amanda Serrano. She's stepping in against Katie Taylor. Serrano's a favorite. She is favored. She is favored, even though she is she has not beaten Katie Taylor in hotly contested decisions. People feel like she's going to get the rub tonight. Now it is in her backyard. You know, imagine that place is going to go pretty crazy. I mean, I don't know how many. I'm sure a lot of Irish fans do. I mean, you want to talk about, you got Puerto Rico versus Ireland.
Who did we have on? We had one of them on, didn't we?
We had Serrano on. We've spoken to her before. We've spoken to her before. She's very close with Xander. She's very close with Xander. She's trained down here. She's fought and worked down here. Xander's fighting 3 weeks. I think he's fighting. But,
so my question to you is this. In those closely, you know, contested fights where she squeaked by two times.
Yep.
And we had her on. Are you going to lean towards her because she's familiar to you? Because it's hard to beat somebody three times.
Well, Katie's gotten the nod. So like, I think that the thing, and people, I think, have rightly thought that Serrano's gotten the wrong end of it. Now,
okay,
she throws a lot of the punch. You know, she's so busy with the punches. Now, the big thing is, got to watch out for the headbutts, which is going to naturally happen in this. Katie Taylor gets called out. Yeah. Gets called out a lot because for headbutts, and I'm sure they're gonna be watching. I wonder how, you know, the ref might have an itchy trigger to take some points away, because that, you know, that's gonna be a complaint going into this, and it is a Jake Paul production. You know,
Is it because she's left-handed, or is she just leads with her head all the time?
Both. Okay. But she does lead with her head. And we've seen, like, the trainer lost his mind over it.
We saw the last fight.
Crazy. But so I think I'm going to go with Serrano to win. I think I'm going to go with that.
So she hasn't beaten this girl yet.
No, but they've been razor close. Very close fights, especially the last one.
And you think being at home, they'll be at home. She'll be at home. Maybe she'll get the, you know.
Yep.
And what's the line?
Serrano is a minus 210 favorite, which I feel is a little heavy. I feel like there should be more along the lines of pick 'em. But I think she's got this. So I'm going to go with her. I'm going to pick her to win. Should we bet on the Heat?
You're at minus 210, so you're going to have to do some work just to get it back to even.
Oh, I know. I know. The Heat are favorite today, too. Oh, my gosh. They're everybody's favorite today. Or do you not want to bet on Summer League? Why not? Mm-mm. Everybody's playing today. The champs. We're the champs.
Be supportive of your friend, Leroy.
I'm supporting him by trying to talk him out of stupid bets.
Why is that stupid?
Well, he's lost the last two.
Summer League, dude.
This is the real Summer League, though.
I have won every one of my Summer League bets.
Then go ahead. But here's the problem. If the Heat are favorite, Serrano's favorite, you ain't going to get no payback.
I know. Right now, we're only at plus 149. We need some more juice. Maybe we could go Serrano. I could maybe if I go Serrano, but it's just going to be my decision. Let's not move it much.
A knockout?
That ain't happening. These girls are 130 pounds.
Wait, when I say that, you get on me.
Yeah, you do it for every 130-pound fight. There's some knockouts. I mean, Naoya, in a way, he knocks out everybody. He's 122 pounds.
Right.
Probably the pound for pound, one of the best power punches going right now. Serrano by decision. Yeah, that's not going to do anything. Maybe like
knockout has to be 300.
Yeah, but they're not going to knock each other out. Vlad's throwing our money away. Yeah, I'm just going to keep it at a win. I'm not going by method. What about we throw some UFC in there and we go with this Teixeira to knock out Derek Lewis? He's knocking out everybody. Or do you want? Or you can't bet against Derek Lewis. You feel bad about it, I can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want
to go Lewis, against the brother, huh?
He doesn't want
no,
to.
No, it's not that. It's that Derek Lewis is known for either knocking somebody out or getting knocked out.
He's been in this spot before where they try and throw a gatekeeper in there, and he has won.
Okay.
Now, this guy's scary, though.
This guy is scary.
6'8", but big tree fall hard.
I mean, if he's a big tree, then Lewis is the stump. Because that's how he's built.
Well, he's actually very, he's 6'4". He just looks that way. he's a big fella. Fight
can
to
we
go
just bet on a knockout?
Fight to not go the distance is -1300.
Oh my goodness.
We're getting nothing.
It's heavyweights. That's how they do it.
We're getting nothing.
Right.
Man.
What about the Marlins? Favorite also?
Probably. Let's see. Marlins. I kind of want to get away from baseball.
No, there might be a dog tonight.
They're a dog, +120.
I think you should jump on that.
Cabrera's on the hill.
Yeah.
He's been playing well. Got the Stowers rematch game. All right, we'll throw them in there.
Wait, so is there Marlins. Is there a prop of how many innings a pitcher can go? Because or how many outs? Because he's the only pitcher that's gone past six innings for the Marlins. Cabrera. He's gone like, the last two starts.
His over-under is...
If it's 18.5, I would jump on it.
It's over. It's 5.5. But it's -120 to go over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Slim pickings today.
Slim pickings, man. We gotta. It's gonna be like a. It's gonna be a huge parlay. We gotta put together just to get anything juicy.
Or Rory McIlroy.
What?
He'll be like +600 or +700.
I'm betting on Rory McIlroy. Kick rocks.
Okay. All right.
Why are you ripping to Rory, man?
You don't like Rory.
I don't like him. Hasn't he been slumping? Has he been fat cat ever since winning in the Masters?
You mean the career Grand Slam, which only six other guys in the history of
golf? Hasn't he been stinking up the joint since then?
You can stick up the joint when you've won the career Grand Slam.
Six other guys in the history of golf have done it.
Can you just answer the question? Has he been stinking up the joint since winning it?
He hasn't. Yeah. I don't think he's won one since winning the tournament.
Because he's been.
He's +600.
So he's been fat catting it.
He's +600, though.
Yeah, he's been Tobin.
He's in his home country.
Isn't he Irish?
Well, close enough.
What?
They play this, and then the Open Championship is at his home course at Royal Port Rush.
All right, so Scottish Open, Rory McIlroy. All right, so if you want to go Rory McIlroy, Marlins, Amanda Serrano, and the Heat. I'm just taking the Heat out of there. +2000. Serrano, Marlins, Rory McIlroy. I got to wait till Sunday for a payoff. That's no fun.
We don't have a show! So all that counts!
Fine.
Weekend!
Fine.
Wait. Now we got a guy who's questioning our segments. Have you listened to this show? We've been known to talk about nothing.
It literally is the bet of the day, Shmeetha. And it's like we're trying to figure out what to do. There's not a lot of action. Jesus.
What's the point of this segment?
Guy's like, the guy's sitting here. He goes like, hey, come up with something every 30 seconds. I'm trying to figure it out, dude. We're trying to figure out how to make some money on this thing.
Yeah.
You rat bastard. Jesus.
I'm trying to get Tobin excited here.
Well, it is.
It's Slim Pickens.
Odds of you going to hell is -10,000.
That's not 10,000, dude.
It was 100,000. It was up quick.
No, couldn't that's a million.
It. Whoops.
10 million.
Such a bastard. Oh, man. Why is it such Slim Pickens?
It's just that's how action works.
I'm going to have to look through this UFC card to find some more stuff. Boxing, you know, the thing is, UFC is so much more fun to bet on than boxing because everything in boxing is like a minus gazillion. You can't get any juice.
Well, because like you might see an interesting fight, but the only fight you can bet is if you're going to bet underdogs.
Well, it's also it's either knockout or decision. And at least in the UFC, you can go, you could throw submission in there and it's like, ah, you know, well, there could be a submission. And like somebody may throw up a submission and that's like a plus 900. That's juicy. Makes me feel good. Pretty wild. All right, we'll take a break. Play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out on the other side. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. It's time to bury some people.
Yep.
You're Dead to Me.
Yep.
You guys probably guessed it. America. You're Dead to Me. Now, not for anything you probably think about. You know, I know we have a lot of problems right now, but really, it's not knowing the point of Love Island, okay? And the point of it is, you're supposed to pick the most in love. And while Nick and Alandria are totes adorbs, two scoops of adorable, all right, and finally Shelly and Ace look like they're about to take the next step, Hoda and Chris, maybe something's there. I don't know. I can't tell if they like each other. Brian and Amaya, great to see that they've had a spring. Clark and Taylor were the most in love, bar none, super in love, and you guys sent them packing, and they didn't deserve to be sent packing. They deserve for sure to at least make the Final Four, but to be sent home this week in the, you know, when you had the best connection in the entire villa. My friends, what is the point of Love Island, okay? It's not Situationship Island. It is not Friendship Island. It is not Who Do I Love the Most Island. It's Love Island, and you sent the most in love. You sent them packing. I didn't get it. I don't get it.
You're dead to
me. I don't like it, and also I don't like it. So
you're dead to me.
I'm just saying this is ridiculous. Karen says, I've been saying two scoops of adorable for a while, only to realize it came from Tobin. I need a break from the show. All I'm saying, America, is that get your voting fun. Right for this final vote, okay? You got to stop doing this. You need to get your head on straight, okay? So let's send Hoda and Chris packing because they're very clearly on the outskies, and you better pick
they
strong amongst this
are
final.
My nomination for today. Not only because it's not they as a couple, it's Hoda not seeing his point of view. Not well, trying. They spent so much time, about two episodes, on this dumb argument, and I'm so over it. She can't see eye to eye, and he's trying really hard, and he's a good guy, and I really like him, but no, dead to me.
So Hoda's dead to you?
You're
or
dead
just dead as a couple?
You know, I liked her for a while, but
you want her packing.
This whole argument is just ridiculous, and they should have just been gone already.
It's a very fair argument from him. He's upset because he just wants smoochies put in public.
Yeah, they're but every time she tries to address it, which they push her to address it also, it never gets solved, and she doesn't see how he feels. It's all about her, her, her. She's very selfish in that argument.
You know what it is? She got somebody at home, and she don't want to be lip-locking all that craziness too much.
Because she did that already the first half of the show.
Yeah.
I just think it was with Hoda, she's a coin flip. Like she just, you know, she's like the Jimmy Butler. Like one day the mood is this, the next the mood is that.
I just don't get this argument. It bothers me so much. Be over. I'm so, done with this whole season. Done.
All right.
Who's dead to you, Leroy?
So I don't like calling out fellow athletes because I expect a former athlete to understand the situations and the environment that athletes play in, right? So I'm gonna go ahead on and say RG3's dead to me.
Oh,
because
again, what do you do now?
It's this whole situation with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
Oh my God, he's like, still with that?
I would say this. I think those two women, or those two young women, would probably have just tossed it off to sports. She wanted bad, I wanted bad, we going at each other. It's done, right? But so many of the grown folks watching sports have chimed in to the point where if it wasn't real before, now everybody thinks it's real. Right?
Definitely.
I have been in fistfights with guys that I played with in practice, and we went drinking together after practice. If you saw that fight during practice, you would think, oh, Leroy hates that dude. It's a different environment to think that these guys take that everywhere, right? And it's always instigated by somebody outside. So I don't, if Tobin were to say something like that, I'd fight him about it, but I get it. But when another athlete says it, especially an athlete that was as polarizing as RG3 was when he played, like, I just get frustrated with that.
He's also coming out with, like, lies, too, apparently, like, where he's like, I know for a fact. And, like, right. Angel Reese's mother's calling him a liar, like, flat out.
Listen, everybody wants credibility, and they want to be able to say ridiculous things or have hot takes and have some validation. And if they can't get it, then they sometimes make it up. Like, we all see this.
Who's that to you, Vlad?
The Brits.
Wow.
Hey, man, be careful. I'm getting ready to go over there.
Yeah, enough of this. You're trying to watch a tennis match, and then all of a sudden you're hearing during a serve. Put your corks back in your champagne bottles, man. Stop popping the champagne. God, stop popping the champagne bottles while people are trying to serve. That's rude and annoying.
I didn't even think the Brits did it like that. I thought they were just drinking. Oh, like,
bro, if you watching it, man, if you watching this tournament, you watching Wimbledon, you know, all of a sudden you're going to hear the referee go, can we please have a moment of silence? Can we please refrain from popping your cork of your champagne after the game? Really? What? You can't wait 10 seconds while I'm hitting a forehand and grunting for you to pop your champagne bottle? Just annoying.
There's so many stoppages. Well, we always end up watching tennis on mute because it's on in the studio. But I was unaware of this, Vlad.
Nah, bro. This is a big thing. Usually, if you do turn it on, you're going to hear the ref or the umpire at least saying, you know, silence, please, silence. Can we not pop champagne bottles while this player is on service? Please, please. It's like, really? Like, you really?
Such a strange thing.
That's very strange.
Who wants bubbly wine while watching tennis? Like, I feel like...
Oh, this is going to make you more thirsty.
Why would you want... That's not refreshing.
He said it means pine Andre champagne.
Twist off caps.
I don't know. It ain't Ace, I could tell you that. You know, I know it ain't Ace or Dom P because they... But every...
By the way, the tickets to that thing is center court, expensive.
Clearly, because they got the money to buy some of the best champagne and they're just popping bottles as if they won a championship, man. That's just dead to me. Like, you can't celebrate. Like, wait for me to serve.
That's like when somebody hit a ball in golf and somebody else, light the candle.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
Like, come on.
Grow up.
Yeah. Wait.
What?
You are a light the candle guy.
I've never been to a golf tournament other than Live, when we've gone to a couple times, but we're never by the tee box, so I haven't gotten to go that route.
Hello, bare knuckle. We have assembled our very first inaugural World Champion Summit before you all. Well, as you can see beside me and in front of me, some of the baddest men and women to ever grace planet Earth. This is what we're about here at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the alien of combat sport. And may we rise above the night sky and rain down blows viciously on all our deniers and announce here today that Bare Knuckle FC has has no love for the big glove. So let's get going, bare knuckle. Let's go, Florida, and let's announce some incredible matchups, some shock signings, and the most lucrative tournament in all of combat sport, where we crown in an open weight the baddest man on the planet. Let's go, give it up. Come on.
You know how good the cocaine was?
I am so rad sophistic of this man.
You know how good the cocaine is that you start rhyming?
You don't normally rhyme?
You don't normally rhyme. You like, you just got your words.
You start spitting bars like
my man said, skies and that. It was all, like, if you play that over again, he dropped four bars.
You can't even repeat what he said.
Yeah, I don't even know. He couldn't remember that. That's definitely a freestyle. It's a coke style. Not even a freestyle. It's a coke style. That's what he was spitting. Look
100%.
At look at his
as
mouth.
As much as they love bare knuckle, we have assembled our very first inaugural World Champion Summit before you all. Where, as you can see beside me and in front of me, some of the baddest men and women to ever grace planet Earth. This is what we're about here at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the alien of combat sport. And may we rise above the night sky.
Look at Dave Feldman we got on yesterday. When he looks at Connor right here and he goes, he's high as a kite.
You can see the trail of white on his nostrils right now. There's like a nose hair that would like that's just white right now.
He's looking at him like,
what did he just say? The night skies where we lay. He's spitting right now. He's spitting.
Some of the baddest men and women to ever grace planet Earth. This is what we're about here at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the alien of combat sport. Okay. And may we rise above the night sky and rain down blows viciously on all our deniers.
Rain down blows.
And announce here today that Bare Knuckle FC has no love for the big glove. So let's get.
I mean, it's a good line.
What?
No love for the big glove.
Did you see that? Now, when he said rain down all blows, did you see how he just changed his tone for the blows? It was as if he was like, am I about to out myself? Let me just continue going.
Yeah, I was singing the same thing to Dr. Toboggan. He didn't say earth. He said earth.
He said earth. Yeah.
Alien. The alien of planet Earth.
Like if he did that on a corner, somebody would arrest him and take him right to
depends on what corner and what street. They might just be like, that's just Connor being Connor.
Leo says, dude has the purest coke in the world.
Absolutely, man.
I just picture it like Scrooge McDuck, but it's all cocaine that he's diving into.
Instead of money,
just blow.
Oh, man. Life is like an
do you think what do you think he knows what like volume he's at, or does he not realize how like
wait
it's not
hey, shame on you
me
making the assumption that Conor McGregor is aware. What's he wrong with you? Right,
DuckTales.
You should have stopped yourself and said, never mind.
Now you just put that vision in my head right now. I just started seeing this cartoon.
Wow. Oh,
see,
man.
He's sliding down.
Cartoons on this show.
He's sliding down, and then he puts on his Conor McGregor drawers, and then he just dives in right into the blow.
One of the four of us, not a big fan.
Of what? Conor McGregor?
Jennifer?
Yeah.
You're not a fan of DuckTales?
I can see it on her face. She's
not,
But if it was Bird Tales, you'd be all for it. Heckle and Jekyll, wouldn't you?
Say that one more time. What?
Heckle and Jekyll, Dr. Heckle. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That you know, birds.
He doesn't entertain
the crows.
Me.
You don't. You're not into the birds, are you?
No.
You're not into the ducks either.
No.
Mm. Mm-mm.
Not Connor either.
I just want to know, like, how much does he have to keep pumping through his system to keep that energy up?
Oh, man. Come on. You ever seen the movie with Jason Statham?
Which one?
The one where he had to be, like, full of adrenaline all the time.
No.
Oh, yeah. One of the Crank. Yeah, that's him all the time. That's you and that's Conor McGregor.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, no, you like it.
Wow.
Amy Smart, I think, is in it, or some lady like that. But yeah. Yeah.
All right.
There it is.
Well, task at hand. We got the Heat coming on up. Kasper's Jakachonis for all the marbles.
Jennifer, did you do your Who's Dead to You?
Yeah, she said Hoda and Chris.
Oh, okay.
Mainly Hoda.
I couldn't tell because you guys start talking about the show, and I'm like, all right.
Unless you have another one, Jennifer.
No, the season's dead to me. I'm done.
So what are you expecting for this Sunday?
If you want, I'll add in Conor McGregor.
Wait. Let me just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
You've invested so much
yep.
into this show. You're going to watch the finish.
Yeah, I am, but I'm over okay. it. I'm done. And also, okay. I watched it because I don't want Tobin to not talk to anyone about it.
That's it. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
I mean, you guys can continue talking. We still got a couple minutes.
No, I mean, like, I'm still, but I'm, you know, I'm, you were getting at me for spoiling, but it's like, I have
and
to talk.
And then that's another thing, yeah.
It's become part of the.
I wasn't watching it. He kept spoiling, so I'm like, might as well just watch it so he can have someone to talk
you
about.
You know what? You guys have been talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to watch?
And I don't feel spoiled. I don't feel like the show was spoiled
because
to me.
Because you weren't going
to
watch it.
You know,
either.
Exactly.
So.
There's a. The Spoon Watch?
No, she watched, I saw her watching Temptation Island and I said, I remember walking by.
Are you
by
sure
going,
Temptation Island? Because yeah. you never know what you're actually
I walk by and I go, this is stupid.
Is there any show that
if you a couple and you go to a show like this, technically you already done.
Is there any show that you watch with your wife because you only watch them because something to watch with your wife?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how I got into this.
That's what people do. That's why Rain. The island is so big. Also.
No, but Rain. I'm just saying. I'm
Rain,
asking.
That's it. It's not historical, Leroy. Get over it.
It's a good show.
You could tell, like, guys are begrudgingly are watching these, and then they get into it, but it wasn't at first their plan or their mission to. So Love Island got you, Tobin. That's what happened. It was just something to watch with the wife. Well,
Love Island has gotten a lot of people.
Yeah, but Love. See, this is the thing, though. I wanted people to know I'm not a bandwagon Love Island fan.
No,
okay.
Oh, you were there from the beginning.
Every year.
I was watching
every
Love
country.
Island. I was watching Love Island UK because for the while, like, Love Island US couldn't hold a candle to UK.
Isn't it seem all the British shows are better than the UK show? Like, I heard the British office is better than the English office.
It was just a time where, like, the lexicon of Love Island was better. And the big season that I got into was a pretty famous one. They had a moment like this where it was Tommy Fury and Molly May. They had a lot of backstabbing. And then they had the next season, it was Davide and Ekin-Su. They were fiery. Yeah, very exotic. But then this last season, last summer, Love Island USA, when they put Ariana Maddox on from Vanderpump Rules, sent it to the stratosphere.
Oh.
And they've taken over. They've taken over. Now this is the most popular Love Island. I think Peacock helped too. Peacock needed a show like this.
Do they have Love Island where they bring back, like, previous couples to try to see if they can, like, infiltrate a new couple?
They've done that every once in a while. They've pulled that at Casa Amor where they will bring in somebody.
The Love
who...
Castle? The Love House? Casa Amor?
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden you become Antonio Banderas?
Because it's called Casa Amor.
Yeah, I don't know what you're referring to.
You
I'm
can't
just
say
referring
Casa
to
Amor.
Name.
You got to say Casa Amor.
Amor. Yeah, that's how it's said.
Say,
so every once in a while, they'll bring somebody back from Casa Amor to see and really nice. Test a relationship.
Dude.
Does he get tested?
You're about as close to that language as I am to being a billy goat.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying what
I mean,
it is.
The beard is getting there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's no longer blue.
It's no longer blue. Told you. A couple of weeks.
It was like three.
It was like a month.
It was like a month.
We close out today with Shmeeth and Schmolnick, who says Tobin is Antonio Lapbenderis. You're a real bastard, Shmeeth. That's our show for today, everybody. We will talk to you rascals on Monday.